What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 504. In this episode, I'll discuss whether the dose of enoxaparin for VTE prophylaxis can be reduced in low-weight patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode504. Shout out to Pharmacy Jeff for inspiring this episode. When using enoxaparin for VTE prophylaxis in low-weight adults, doses can approach the 1 mg per kilo normally associated with VTE treatment. A long-standing practice among many clinicians has been to reduce a dose of enoxaparin 40 mg sub-Q daily or 30 mg sub-Q BID for VTE prophylaxis down to 30 mg once daily in patients weighing under 45 kilos. In July of 2019, a retrospective cohort study was published that looked at this exact dosing regimen and compared the three with patients under 45 kilos. 173 patients were analyzed. There was no difference in the incidence of major or minor bleeding by dose, whether for enoxaparin 30 mg sub-Q daily, 30 mg sub-Q twice daily, or 40 mg sub-Q daily. In addition, no patient in the cohort experienced a VTE event. Patients who experienced major bleeding were older, at about 55 years on average, than patients who did not, who were about 48 years on average. And this difference was statistically significant. The study lent support to the empiric reduction of enoxaparin dose in low-weight patients, especially those who are elderly. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.